I'm speaking to Mossi Raz from his home in Tel Aviv. Mossi was a Knesset member for Meretz in the past, and also the Secretary General of Peace Now in Israel. He's a reserve military officer in the IDF. And we'd like to ask you, Mossi, a little bit about the current situation in Gaza, between Israel and Gaza. Maybe just really quickly, if you can talk about the goals of the current Israeli offensive and about how you see it ending.
This is exactly the problem, that wars, you know how you start, you don't know how you end. And I'm not sure that the government knows the fact that they actually decided to recruit soldiers, the reserve soldiers, 75,000, the highest number in the last 30 years.
Wow.
It's showing that they don't know what they want to do, because if they, you know, if you want to occupy Gaza, if you want to go in to invade to Gaza, so you could have done it a week ago, it would be much more difficult tomorrow or day after tomorrow. I'm not saying that they are not going to do that, but I really hope they don't, and I even believe they don't. So why did the government recruit them? Because they don't know what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any plane here that they say, okay, this is plane A, this is plane B. They're not plane at all, and I don't see the exit strategy of the government. So we will have to wait and see.
Yeah. This was I asked you a little bit first in your with your military hat on. Let me just ask you now to change hats and to talk a little bit about the political context of this all. I mean, this military operation comes in the context of an Israeli elections campaign. Some people said that Netanyahu launched the campaign because he wants to improve his situation electorally. We've seen some commentary about that in the Israeli press. Regardless of the motivation, how does this serve Netanyahu politically?
This is, I think, a good question, because I'm not sure that anybody knows the answer. It is not by chance that the last operation was exactly 4 years ago, before the previous elections. And war, I think in the history of the world, all the people supported all the wars. I didn't see even one significant war that was not popular by the people, at least at the beginning. And I think Netanyahu and Barak, I think, much more important, because Israel won to the elections too, remember that, and it might strengthen them a little bit. But, you know, on the other hand, we should remember that without the war, Netanyahu could have done it easily. So it's a kind of a risk that he takes. And I'm not sure that it is, you know, like people say, a kind of a spin. Okay, he's doing the war because he wants people to forget about the social protest, to go to vote according to their what we call here political views, meaning the views vis-a-vis the Palestinians or vis-a-vis the war and occupation. I think at the end of the day, I don't think that there is any real relation between the elections to what is happening now. I think it's only by chance, and nobody can prove that I am right or the other side is right.
There was a poll that was published today. We were talking on Monday. I saw Haaretz report about a poll that showed that there is a surge in support for Netanyahu and for Likud. This is something that, again, if I understand you correctly, is characteristic of the situations when war is going on.
It's characteristic for the situation when you are in a war, but you know, we have more than 2 months to the elections. And in 2 months, possibly everybody will forget about this war if we end. And if we don't end, I am not sure that 2 months war of such a kind would be a kind of a success for the government. So yes, right now he is doing better in the public opinion polls. He has done very good even before. It's not that there was any question about who is going to win the elections. And now we're doing a little bit better, a little bit better. By the way, I want to remind everybody that 4 years ago we had the war in Gaza. Kadima was leading the government. They became a little bit more popular during the war, but they did not win. The Likud, Netanyahu won. So the fact that you go to a war, that doesn't mean that you're going to win the elections.
Right. Right. I'm finally one last question that goes back to the first one that I asked you. How do you see this ending? I mean, it's quite clear that there will be some kind of at least an understanding, if not a real ceasefire agreement. But if you were to advise both the military echelons and the political leadership, what kind of components do you think should be in a more sustainable ceasefire agreement with Hamas?
I think first a kind of agreement between us and them, even if we don't sit directly with the Hamas, with mediation of Turkey, mediation of Egypt, or any other partner who might help you. I think the components should be first a cease of all kind of violence, including the targeting assassinations. Second, we have to offer the Hamas end of the block on Gaza, end of the blockade of Gaza. We have to offer some of Gaza residents working permits in Israel, of course, in one condition, that we have real ceasefire and we don't see any kind of violence, not from those people who come to work in Israel, and of course not from missiles attacking Israel. But I think if we let them understand that they can win, they can get a lot of power from they get money from the people who work in Israel, I think that might be helpful. And of course, in the end of the day, we must remember that it cannot come instead of the negotiations with the Palestinian leadership in Ramallah in order to achieve a two-state solution.
Mossi, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.